Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Ridge Community Church podcast. My name is John. I'm one of the pastors on staff at the Ridge, and our vision is to bring the hope of Jesus into every home. So as a piece of that, our goal each week is to bring you something that's hopeful and helpful. So subscribe to this podcast to make sure you don't miss any hopeful and helpful conversations. Hey everyone, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Ridge Podcast. If you find today's episode hopeful and helpful, then please. Follow or subscribe, and then rate and review this episode so that more people can find the conversation. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to give us a follow and turn on notifications so that you don't miss any conversations. Now, today, I get to share with all of you a conversation that I had with Cody. This last weekend during service, we shared a part of Cody's story where he was sharing how he's gotten plugged in at the Ridge and the impact that it's been making in his life. If you missed that, you can catch it on our YouTube channel, but we wanted to hear more of his story. So he shares about his journey from being atheist to agnostic to just 4 months ago searching for more and going to church for the very first time. If you're not a follower of Jesus, I'd encourage hearing out Cody's perspective and his journey and see if you can see yourself in his story. If you do follow Jesus, I hope what Cody shares will be helpful for you in your own faith journey or in how you approach sharing your faith with others. This is my conversation with Cody. Well, hey, Cody, thanks for coming on to the Ridge Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I got to hear your story a little bit from our communications director, Mariah. And by the time this airs, everyone will have seen your video that was shown on Easter, which is super exciting. But I'm curious, maybe even for those that haven't heard any of it all, how long have you been coming to the Ridge?
So I started coming to the Ridge in December 2023, so about 4 months now. It was the first week of December, I think, and it was a really good experience. I was never like at a church before, like ever. Like never Wow. had I ever gone to a service. Never have I ever like done any of that.
So what's that like? Was that like you're walking into this building and you're like, okay, I don't even know where to go. Are they going to be like yelling at me? Like what's going to happen?
I walked in and I told some like this older gentleman, I'm like, so I've never been to church before. And he's like, oh, really? Like first time? I'm like, can you help me? He's like, yeah, just follow this lady here. And like, she kind of showed me around and explained everything to me. And it's just like totally new. I'm like, so is there like a membership fee for this or what's going on? They're like, no, yeah. Just walk in, enjoy the service. There's free coffee, free donuts, whatever. Talk to people. I'm like, okay. I'd never done it before. My family, like it was never important growing up and I just had no idea. So I'm super new to all this. So I apologize if I make like any mistakes because again, like I don't know everything.
You're totally good. There aren't any mistakes. You're just everyone's just figuring it out and everyone's different spot in their faith journey. I do have to ask, this is definitely a rabbit trail. Do you like coffee? Are you a coffee person?
I am a coffee person.
Okay. Give us a Ridge coffee rating. Okay. What 1 out of 10? How many? What's our rating?
I've not had the Ridge coffee.
Okay. Wow. Do you have your own coffee that you're like, you're bringing it in with you or anything like that? Or?
I just bring water.
Gotcha. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Like I'll have something in the morning, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I want to get in there. I want to do the service. Like that's just my thing.
So, okay. So before you ever come to a Ridge service, anything like that, you mentioned just briefly, you didn't really grow up in like with the concept of church really growing up. So what was your view on maybe just religion in general or like faith or anything like that? Was that ever talked about in your home? Was that where did you like know or how did you know or think about faith?
So it wasn't really talked about again, like the first time I'd ever like been in a church for a service. Like I've been in the church for like a wedding or like just like a touristy thing. But I'd never actually been in there to like go to a service and actually see what's going on. And growing up, like religion in general is just never important. Like I was never talked to about God. Like I knew that, you know, people believed in a God. Like
sure.
I knew it was like Catholicism. I knew like, you know, of Jesus. I knew, you know, like there were different faiths and people believed different things. And like, I was pretty lost because I'm like, okay, well, what's true? And I ended up being like, okay, well, I was atheistic for a very long time. That view actually changed. I went to Marquette University for like 3 years. And, you know, they kind of make you take some courses that are like, you know, teach you kind of about the Bible. They have you read Genesis a little bit and just kind of try to reach out to you that way. Because they're a private Catholic school. And that did get me to change my view from like, and like there is no God standpoint to, well, we can't really know. Because I was just, I took like a very scientific method because I'm like, well, you can't necessarily prove he is or isn't real.
Sure.
And because of that necessity, I'm like hung up on it. So I'm like right in the fence. You know, I'm like, I don't really know either way. And it hasn't really been an important part of my life. So I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about it really. So I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, not have it be part of my life. That was just the decision I made.
So when you were like in your, like, I'll call it your atheist era. All right. best way to describe it.
Edgy middle schooler.
There you go. Yeah. What were your, like, when you were interact with, I don't know, how often did you find yourself like interacting with people who like, did follow Jesus? Did that happen ever? Did you have like specific thoughts or interactions with them as you were kind of thinking through that stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I just, I never really had anybody in my life who like sat down and talked to me about God.
Yeah.
Or it was just like, okay, well, we're going to church. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Do you think that would have been like, I'm curious, just like, would that have been something that at that time you had been like open to? Like, would you have had that conversation? Or if somebody had said something, would you have been like, okay, you're a little off your rocker and I don't know why you're talking to me about this?
I probably wouldn't have been super open to it. Like, I was pretty like stuck in like, this is not super important to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the honesty. Cause I think that's, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are, that's just where they are. You know, and I think that's one of the things that we talk about, like we talked about at the Rage, we talked about even on this podcast is, you know, sometimes the best way to like help somebody on their faith journey isn't necessarily to, you know, jump into a conversation and give them their, your 10 reasons why you should believe, you know, but rather.
Oh, hey, absolutely not. No, like, yeah. and looking back on it and having the perspective that I do have, because I am a follower of Christ now. The perspective that I had, like if you came to me and you said God in any way, shape or form, like I would have just totally checked out of the conversation. Yeah. So when I'm talking to people now who, you know, don't go to church, they're not Christian and they have like an issue, you know, I try to explain it in a context without using God and kind of lead them along towards, you know, making these, you know, decisions and hopefully that, you know, just hoping that they open up like in their heart more of that. And then I do, you know, I do make suggestions like, have you ever tried church? Like it's really nice having a community to support you. And I just never really, you know, force that element. Like the belief is not something that it's something that people really struggle with. Like that's the thing that turns a lot of people off initially. But like when you actually understand what God can do for you, it's totally different, but you have to be open to it. That's the thing. A lot of people just aren't open to it. I know I wasn't for a very long time.
Yeah.
But you know, I think I was in a state where I'm like, I need to make positive changes in my life. And I've heard that. Yeah. I heard some good things about the Ridge.
Sure.
My uncle recommended it to me. He never really like went to church, but he's like, you know, non-denominational Christian, like that could be up your alley. I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And the first services I went to, you know, I think it was the one on forgiveness. They had us all, they talked about what forgiveness means, like, you know, in general, and then what forgiveness means in like a Christian context. And they had us like write the name of somebody that you need to forgive. And I just remember sitting there with the pen in my hand and the note card, and I'm like, this is really hard. Like, this is really, really hard. Like, I don't want to forgive this person. And I eventually, you know, did write a name on the card. And, but it just kind of, it moved me in a way. I'm like, wow, I have to make some changes in my life. So I kept going. And I realized, I'm like, okay, well, what the ridge is trying to do for me is it's trying to make me reflect and reach me in that way so I can become a better person. And that's where it started. I'm like, okay, well, I want to be a better person. I like the teachings of Jesus that I've heard about so far. What more can I do? So I decided to join one of the Alpha courses, and there, you know, I was challenged with, you know, like the actual belief aspect of it. Cause I was hooked on the self-improvement part. Like, that to me is like awesome. I love the reflection. I love all of that. But then I was still like, you know, how can there be a God? I've never seen him. And the thing that, you know, in that course, it tries to address every single like little common hang up that people have. Like, you know, if God truly exists, why do bad things happen to good people? And it kind of talks about those kinds of questions, and it tries to, you know, provide those kinds of answers to get you more open to believing. And the thing for me that worked was like, well, you know, you don't have to see God to know he exists. And they use the allegory of the wind. They're like, well, you can see the effects of wind. You can't directly observe it moving around, but you can see, like, you know, leaves on a tree blow. Just like you can't directly observe God, you can see what good he does in other people in the community. And, you know, people are happier when they're going to church and following Christ and supporting each other, and it's just loving and everything about it is great. That to me is what got me.
So was that like a moment where you're sitting in Alpha? Was that a reflection afterwards where you're like, oh wait, I believe? Like, was that, what was that process? What was that? I don't know if there was a moment, what was that like?
That's when it started to make sense.
Yeah.
That's when it started to really make sense.
Yeah.
And they talked about, you know, changing the lens through which you view the world. And it's like, okay, well, now that stuff kind of made sense, I could start changing that lens and being like, well, okay, you know, these bad things that happened to me, they happened to me for a reason. They brought me right here in this moment so that I could do something like be on this podcast, you know? And like, that's really cool, because I don't know who's going to read, I don't know who's going to watch this podcast and be like,
maybe they'll read the closed captioning, you know?
Like, I really connect with this story. Like, I'm going to go to church now, or, you know, something like that. And it's just really cool. Cause at the end of the day, I mean, it is his plan, right? It's a perfect one. Bad things happen for reasons. Good things happen for reasons, and they're his reasons.
Yeah. What I love about your story, Cody, is that it started with you being like, just like open, like you're trying this new experience that I'm sure was like very uncomfortable, where you're like, am I even allowed to be here right now? Like, do they know that I like don't follow Jesus? You know what I mean? And then you're just like open to giving Jesus like teaching a try, you know? So, I love that. I really appreciate, I think it takes a lot of humility to be able to be in a place where you're like open to considering things and not like, I don't want to say set in your ways, because that sounds like a very harsh thing to say, but I think the opposite being true of being like, hey, how do I have a better life? And, you know, I know churches talk about having a better life. Jesus talks about having a better life. Let me give it a shot. Was there like, as you started to put the things that you were hearing into practice, even before you believed, did you notice like a change at all?
A little bit in my personal relationships. I started to kind of see the behavior of others. And I go like, okay, well, that's not really like you should really have gone to that service because that would have answered like that question for you.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to use coworkers as an example, because like I interact with them for 50 hours a week, right? And like there's a lot of conflict sometimes. So like, you know, I see like somebody get upset at something and it's like, well, just let it go. You know, that kind of thing. Or like, you know, why don't you forgive that person? It'd be a lot easier for both of you, you know, so you can keep working together. That kind of thing. So that's kind of the change that I started to see. And it's all about like looking through that lens of the teachings of Christ and everything that's in the Bible. I started to read the Bible in January as well. And as of right now, I'm totally finished with the New Testament, and I've read quite a bit of the Old Testament.
That's a good base.
Oh yeah. It's a lot. And that's the other thing too. Like if you're new to just Christianity in general, get a Bible on your phone and just listen to it, or go find a plan. I recommend the Bible Recap, because you read like a few chapters at a time and then it goes back and kind of explains everything. And then if you listen to it, like I go to the gym and I listen to the Bible the whole time. Yeah. And it's really nice because it's like, you know, 30 minutes where I can just be focused on, you know, my workout and hear the word of God. And then if, you know, something doesn't mesh, then I have the recap videos to also listen to and explain, you know, what happened. And it's kind of like, you know, a little bit of a study guide too, because it's like, well, this is what this meant, or like, this is the context for this. And it really helps a lot. So the Bible Recap, 100% recommend that. If you're thinking about reading the Bible for like the first time, go do that. Or even like if you just want to see a different point of view, because I'm sure like there's tons of different ways to interpret stuff, and every passage just has so much going on sometimes. But yeah, no, I totally recommend that.
Was any of the process like overwhelming? Like whether it was Bible or like any, like even if it was like a message that you heard, was any part of that like just like overwhelming?
It was really overwhelming the morning before I was going to the Ridge for the very first time. I didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Like I lay there and I'm like, man, do I really want to do this? Cause I kind of planned to do that for like a week. And I'm like, you know, I still hadn't gone to church at any point. Like that was overwhelming. But I just remember like getting the willpower to just, nope, I'm going to go do this. Like I'm going to try something new. And I'm so happy I did. Was anything else overwhelming? No, it was a very gradual process for me. I mean, if you ever like go watch the Alpha videos, they have some like very powerful messages in there from people who, you know, like I know in particular, there's one where somebody, you know, attempted like multiple murders and he's like in jail and he had a really rough life. And then he found God, you know, through a program in his prison system. Wow. And like totally converted and like now spreads the word of God. He's got a family, like his life is so much better because he realized, you know, he was forgiven for the bad things that he did. And that goes for everyone. You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But at the end of the day, God loves every single person. And that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I think there's a lot of freedom, and you talk about like it being a gradual process, even in giving yourself the ability to go like have that gradual process, right? Where it's like, I don't need to make a decision day one of Alpha. I can take as long as I need to like walk through these steps. And like you mentioned, like, you know, having that moment, and it's not even, and not everybody even has that moment, right? For some people, I know a good buddy of mine, like was going to a church service and like reading the Bible and learning all this stuff. And then his moment was when somebody was just like talking to him about, oh yeah, what do you think about this about faith? And they're like, oh yeah, I think that's true. And that's true. And like, wait, so it sounds like you believe in Jesus. And the person's like, I guess I do.
I actually had a really cool interaction with my coworker yesterday, because I was going around and like I was planning to invite a couple of coworkers to you know the Easter service because I'm like, I'm gonna be on video, you know, come see come see all this stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the sales ladies like, you know, struck up a conversation with me in my office, and I'm sitting there and I asked her, I'm like, well, you know, what do you do you know, for your work exactly, because you know, you don't see any of that. She's out on the road talking to people, and she was just talking about the way she interacted with people. And, you know, she gives people like gifts, she calls and calls and checks on them. She gives them cards, you know, stuff like that as like a sales lady. And then she mentioned that, you know, she tries to make the experience very personal, and that kind of like set an alarm off in here. And I'm like, hang on. I'm like, do you go to church? And she's like, I do. And I'm like, are you Christian? She's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, which church do you go to? And she's like, I go to the Ridge. I'm like, no way. I'm like, no way. She's like, yeah, I went to the Sunday service. And I like pulled the card out of my desk. I'm like, I was going to invite you to Easter. I'm going to go anyway. So yeah. She like freaked out at that. But it's 100% true. Like you kind of start to notice that in other people, like you notice, you know, that they like just the way they live their life, like they follow the teachings of Jesus. Like I thought that was super cool. And I hope she watches this and hears about that, because it's really cool.
That's awesome. I'm curious, are there things that you're, I don't know, I think we're all on our own faith journey, regardless of if we haven't made a decision to follow Jesus, if we have, right, you know, a day ago, or even following Jesus our whole life. Like I think everybody still has thoughts and is still on a different journey and wrestles through things. Curious, are there things that you're still wrestling with, you're still trying to decide on, you're still trying to kind of figure out where you stand on?
So the last service was actually about, like, for the first time they talked about like surrendering to Jesus, and the question that was asked was, you know, what do you need to surrender? And that's, you know, kind of what I'm playing with in my brain a little bit. I'm like, what is it that I need to surrender still? Because I mean, I feel like I've made a lot of big, very radical changes in my life, you know, in the last year, in the last 6 months, in the last 4 months, I've been attending church, especially.
Yeah.
You know, I've surrendered a lot of my time, you know, like I read the Bible every single morning. I read the Bible while I'm at the gym. Like I've been going to church, you know, on like the Thursday session. And then I go to other churches on Sunday. So like, I'm getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to Alpha. Like I'm putting a lot of time into this, a lot of energy into it, but it's like, what else do I need to let go of to get closer to God? Like that is the question on my mind. Like the question on my mind, you know, 3 months ago was like, how do I make this a daily thing? How do I make this more than just going once a week? And Alpha kind of answered that for me. I just want to share one thing too. Like I didn't even know how to pray, like going into Alpha. Like that's how little I knew. So like just as far as like the changes that you have to make in your life and like all of the knowledge and then like actually getting into a situation where like your faith is tested, like that's kind of where I'm thinking, right? Like I need to know what I have to let go of, what I have to surrender, and I have to have my faith be tested. Those two things are really important, because it's like, you know, in the heat of the moment, if you're like angry at someone, it could be really easy to like, you know, say something that you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm wondering. It's like, you know, all this effort that I've put in, when it actually comes to that, when I'm tested, like, am I going to be able to, you know, make the right decision? Mm. You know, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the cool thing too, Cody, is that the answer to that, I'll speak for myself. When those moments happen, sometimes yes, sometimes no, you know, and it doesn't like those happen all the time where it's like, okay, like thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me for that dumb thing that I was thinking or said to somebody or whatever, or, you know, yell at somebody while I'm driving in the car or something like that. You know, and it's like, yeah, we're all gonna, like, I think that's one of the misconceptions that, and maybe this was something that you thought before you even were coming, or I mean, you could still be wrestling with it, but you know, it's no matter how long you've been following Jesus, you're not gonna be perfect. And there's a freedom, I think, in realizing, okay, you know what? If I do make a mistake, it's okay. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And there's a lot of freedom in knowing that, you know, that's not, oh, Cody, now that you've made a decision, guess what? If you're not perfect, then nothing else counts, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big misconception that a lot of people who like don't go to church have. And it's one that I kind of had a little bit. It's like, well, you know, if you go to church all the time, how come, you know, you said this or did this or whatever? You know, just because you follow Christ doesn't mean you're perfect. And a lot of people who don't believe, who don't like have this influence in their life, they go, you're a hypocrite. Church is dumb. Don't do it because look at what this person does. This person represents everyone because they did a wrong thing. So whatever. And I would just say, one, get over that, because it's, you know, you're not perfect too, but you know, two, I mean, you're right. It is 100% liberating to just be like, well, I made a mistake. I can repent for it. I'm forgiven and all of that.
I'm curious. We kind of talked a little bit about misconceptions. Were there any like misconceptions that you had about, maybe it was church, maybe it was following Jesus, that you had before you, that now you're like, oh yeah, I used to think faith was like this. I used to think following Jesus meant this.
I mean, yeah, definitely a lot of misconceptions, you know, like I said, with like the hypocrite thing, like, you know, I thought that, you know, somebody who goes to church is just, you know, straight up going to be a better person, but it's not necessarily true. Or like, you know, thinking that like the pastors, for example, like the first time I was there, it's like, okay, well, the pastor is just in like plain clothes. He's just talking. He's just a dude, you know, like he's not this like, you know, icon of perfection or whatever. Like he's just a normal guy, you know,
perception. I'll be sure to send this over to Mark.
It's actually Tyler.
I think. There you go. Yes, Tyler. That already.
You know, but I mean, they're all just people, and that's you know, a misconception I had. I maybe had another misconception too, where it's like, well, you know, it's like these people are pushy about their religion, and like, you know, like don't force it on me kind of thing. But now that I'm looking at it through the lens of, you know, the Bible, Christianity, you know, the community that comes with it, just the love and all of that, like, it's not like, you know, I want to force this on you. It's more of like, I want this for you because it's good, you know, like, look at the good it's done for me. You know, I also want that for you. It's a very generous thing, even though I'm sure some people definitely go overboard with it. I'm sure there's examples like in history that are, you know, not the greatest, but
I think about conversations that I've had with people when, like, especially when I was like younger, when I'm like, yeah, I was probably a little bit too pushy with that conversation with that person, you know? And that's like, that's one of the things I love about just like even your timeline, like, hey, think back to when you didn't follow Jesus. What would somebody be helpful to hear? It's like, well, yeah, that's probably not as challenging for you to think back to that as it would be for me, where I made a decision like middle school, you know? So it's like, I think that's super helpful to, and even this conversation, Cody, where you're just able to share with us, like, yeah, this is the mentality. This is super helpful. It was super helpful to have a no pressure environment. It was super helpful to, you know, like gradually be able to experience these things. I just love that.
I mean, if you go to the Ridge and you listen to the services and you are 100% honest with yourself and you like reflect on every single message, you're gonna see changes in your life. I know I did. Like that's the big thing. Like you just said, oh, it's a no pressure environment. I mean, yeah, it's no pressure, but like if you really think about it and you're really honest with yourself, like you're definitely doing that wrong. Like think about your actions just a little bit more. It's like, oh, you know, maybe I should actually make a change in my life. Like that was my takeaway. But like I don't know. I went into it like wanting a new experience, wanting to make changes, wanting to know more. I don't know how to make somebody want that. You can't make somebody want that, but you can definitely like show them, like be the example. Yeah. Be like with the wind allegory, like show them that the leaves are moving, right? You know, show the effect of God in your life and just be that beacon of like positivity and hope. And just, and if they ask, be open to it, be like, yeah, you know, I go to church. I've been going for so long and this is what I get out of it. You know, come with me, that kind of thing. Just be welcoming. I don't know. I really like it.
So what do you think, and we can wrap up right after this, but what do you think your like next step is? What's Cody's next faith step? Like, as you're looking ahead, like you're diving in, you talked about surrender. It's like, is there like a next thing that you want to do? Is there like, do you want to join a group? Do you want, like, what do you feel like you want to do next?
I've got a lot going on actually. So I just finished the Alpha program and now it's like, okay, well, I need to go do something else with that time. I want to either go join another group or start serving. I want to finish the entirety of the Bible. I want to get baptized, and I've actually already signed up for like a missions trip. So I'll be going to Italy.
Wow.
Serve abroad. Like I've never traveled before. So I've never been on a plane.
Yeah. kind of,
never served a mission stuff, but like an opportunity came up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this. Like, let's go try it. So I have a lot to do and I'm super, super excited. I just want to grow as much as I can before that trip so that I can like make an impact and do it well. So again, you know, there's a lot.
Okay. All right. I maybe one more question. All right. Okay. That's so good. And like for everybody listening, if you're hearing Cody's giant, list of things and you're like, maybe that's an encouragement to try something new if you haven't in a while, you know? Or also know that if you're just figuring out this whole faith thing, you don't have to do all these things right away.
Just go read the Bible. That's the biggest one in my opinion, because there's a lot going on there. Like there's some, you know, graphic things, but like, you know, just read it. Think about the historical context. Think about how it applies to your life. And look at it through the lens of, you know, it's showing the character of God and think about how, you know, it could apply to you in your life. You know, be open to it. Start there. Just do a little bit of reading. Doesn't have to be a lot.
Love that. All right. So this is my last question. All right. you get to talk to, you're on the telephone and 4 months ago, Cody picks up the phone. Okay. What do you say to him?
You're going to do great. Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it. Just go for it.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. Cody, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for going on this journey. Like I said earlier, I love that you're just like, you're open to, open to this new experience and now just open to what God wants to do in your life. Because I truly do think, you know, you're like, there's this clear hunger to just experience more of the hope of Jesus. And I think it's really cool to see that tangibly happening in your life. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, that was my conversation with Cody. And one thing I wanted to point out was something that Cody mentioned to me afterwards. During the last 4 months, something that's been super helpful for him as he's been wrestling with these thoughts and these new ideas has been being able to chat with people through a lot of his thoughts and ideas. A lot of those people were in his Alpha group and another friend who follows Jesus that he met at the Ridge. Now, if Cody's story connects with you, I want to invite you to check out Alpha. You can find a link to do that in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ridge Podcast. Make sure to follow and subscribe so that you don't miss any hopeful and helpful conversations.